yeah, it was, you know, done exactly what I intended to do. I said before the fight that I wanted to make a big statement going into this fight, you know, and I felt after this, I felt like I'd done myself justice. At the start of the fight, I was, you know, putting a lot of pressure on him, as I do, getting inside, throwing a few body shots, and I felt I winded him in the first round with a body shot, because I heard him breathe out when I hit him, sort of winced a bit, and I went back to my corner, and they just told me to keep the pressure on, and, you know, I was picking my shots nicely, I was boxing at a good pace, and but I felt like I could have maintained that pace for, you know, all night. I was, you know, I got used to the longer rounds now, and yeah, second round, I think I had him sort of backing up to the ropes, and I sort of just weaved onto the outside of his leg guard and threw right hand over the top, and it just caught him lovely, and he flew across the ring and knocked him down. And I seen he got up, and I could tell he was still a little bit shaken up from it, so I put a lot of pressure on him for about 20 seconds after that, and he was covering up well, to be fair. And, you know, I wasn't getting through as much, so I thought I'd go back to my boxing and, you know, picking my shots and that again. And I knew as soon as I caught him, like, flush with the right hand again, especially, that he'd go again, because he seemed quite, like, you know, quite hurt from it. So it got to the end of the round, and back to the corner, and, you know, they said keep the pressure on him. And, you know, I just knew that I just needed to pick that shot and it would come. And I went into the third round, you know, keeping the pressure on him, catching him. His guards were starting to come down then. He gave it a go. He come out to fight. I think it was in the third round. It seemed as though it's his last sort of lot, big attempt to sort of get me out of there. And I just, you know, covered up, stayed nice and relaxed. And then I noticed that every time he was coming in to sort of attack, he was dropping his left hand. So when he went to come in one time, I sort of stuck my head down and threw right hand over the top, and he just caught him lovely right on flush on the button, and he went down. And I turned around and went to walk back to the corner, and I turned around and the referee had waved it off. So yeah, that was it really. I was ecstatic over the moon.